I'll introduce myself for the others. I am Nico Groenendijk. I'm Dutch. I came to Oslo for 3 years ago. I worked with Kristin at OsloMet until June last year, and then I moved to Inland. There I teach in Norwegian, and so it's time to prepare it and inspire. But now, also because of the time, it's better for me to talk English. What I will do in 10 minutes is explain a bit about what we have been doing in terms of research. This project is an innovation project. It means that people work together, get new ideas, as Kristin explained. Try, fail, try again, and then hopefully succeed. But there's also a research part. And what we have been doing over the last half year, since the previous workshop that we had in September, is a lot of interviews. Kristin has been the one that has done a lot of interviews. I've been the one that looked at the interviews and sort of tried to make sense of it.
Can you please speak a bit louder?
Okay, that's fine. All in all, we have done so far 37 interviews. We started more or less in the three pilots, so Bardu, OsloMet, and Östergötland. But we also had interviews with people that were not, let's say, part of these pilots. We interviewed various respondents with different functions in the system, people that had, let's say, as their main job to purchase, be involved in procurement, people that were also involved, but as a user, as someone who orders within a certain system. People that were advisors, coordinators. We also talked to the management, administrative management or political management. We talked to experts on the legal part, but also on food systems and sustainability. And we talked to small local suppliers, very often suppliers that were currently not involved in supplying to municipalities, to communities, but were sort of thinking about it and would like to get involved in that system. And actually, if you look at the focus right up to now, the issue of small local suppliers and how they can be involved is the one that we focused on most. But what we saw, of course, also mentioned by Kristin earlier, is that that is one part of Verka. It's interesting to involve these small and local suppliers, because that means that you can promote, stimulate the local economy. But it's one aspect of sustainability. So in the interviews that will come, we will go into other aspects in more detail. What we will do is have more interviews. We will have a next round in the spring. Also talk to more political leadership. We will talk to the large suppliers, because they are very important. And it's important to have their perspective as well. If you have any tips or tricks regarding people that we really should interview, then please contact us. It's always good to broaden the perspective in that sense. Okay, then very quickly, the things that we found so far. We looked at the challenges that the small local suppliers have in supplying to municipalities, or in a more general sense, to organizations in the public sector. We also looked at the perspective of these organizations when they want to sort of bring in the small and local suppliers. Another thing that came up very clearly is that a lot of people still have questions about the legal stuff. What can we do? What can we not do? What is allowed? What is not allowed? And yeah, some sort of an overall pattern that came up in the interviews was that you can see the two different logics that Kristen already talked about. It is geek and the administrative logic. I'll come back to that. Well, very quickly then, what are the main challenges for the small and local suppliers? I've listed some of them here. I will not go through all of them because that's a bit boring to read that from the screen. What I've listed here are things that have been mentioned for two or three times in the interview. So this is not just an opinion of one person that I interviewed, but it's something that is broader. It's good to realize that what people came up with is not black and white. It's not. There's a lot of, let's say, balanced views in that. It's also true for the question, is there too much administration involved for a small local supplier if you want to go into a concurrent? Some of them say yes, and others say, well, if you are working already in the food sector, you already have a lot of administration. Because of all that kind of thing. So we are used to that. And getting into a concurrence is something that is not that dissimilar. The same is true for, let's say, the digital part. There's a lot of things within Anschaffelse are digitalized. There are also requirements for instance, sending your bills, factura, within digital systems. Is that something that is difficult for small and local suppliers? Some of them say yes, the others say no. It's 2022. And even though we are small, we are not crazy, and we also can use digital systems. So, it's very, I would say, balanced overview of some of the challenges that are there. For time reasons, I cannot go into that into very much detail. If you look at things from the perspective of the organizations, is it easy to involve small and local suppliers? The same sort of diverse views. Of course, the issue that is mentioned is that if you have small suppliers, then you will probably need more of them to get the same amount of stuff. So you will have more suppliers and more contracts. And that means that you have more administration. Another thing that is discussed is the whole issue of discrimination, non-discrimination. You cannot sort of favorize small local companies within the framework. Even though you could also argue, well, if you have all these requirements, then you in fact favorize the large suppliers. So that's an issue, the issue of discrimination. Distribution problems, quality, food security. And then the perception of local suppliers being more expensive. You were raising?
Yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Det
ja, ja, ja.
Men ikke om prisestikker da, men mener du matsikkerhet eller mener du mattrygghet? Er det leveringsdyktighet, tilgang til mat, eller er det?
Yeah. Both issues are important. I would say if it comes to matzikerheid, then it's not that much of an issue probably because Yeah, I mean, this is Norway we're talking about. I would say that almost everything that is produced here is produced in a very safe way. It doesn't really matter whether you have a small or large supply. If talking about lactate and let's say the continuation of supply and the ability to supply, for instance, in different seasons, well, it was also mentioned by Kirsten, that's another thing, that's also a problem. So these are some of the things that came up in the interviews with the public organizations. Okay. Then the questions about the legal framework, what is possible, what is not possible. Because we had this focus on small and local suppliers, we focused on what we call the lokale handelingsroom. How much room does the legal framework give you to incorporate small and local suppliers? And then a couple of questions come up. I hope they will be discussed later when Elisabeth and Finn come here. Of course, we have the different types of InShip based on the volume of what you buy. And then the questions here are related to that, related to the Tesco idea. How do you look upon different units within an organization? The idea here is basically that if you have a unit that has its own responsibility for a budget, meaning that they can buy and purchase, that is the unit that you can use, and that is the relevant unit within the framework. But there are questions linked to that. And the second thing is that came up in a lot of the interviews is if you have a framework contract that I'm after, if you want to open up within the Ram Aftala for also buying from smaller suppliers, how do you do that? What is possible and what is not possible? So these are two questions that I hope we can take up later on. Then finally, because I'm already over time, I think. Then the two logics. This is sort of a pattern that came up. Sort of the overall finding. On one hand, you have this logic, this reasoning that you say, hey, let every unit decide for itself. Let the school or Barnard decide for itself what it buys and how it buys, and also how it incorporates, for instance, the barricades. That means that you are thinking about updating. You're not thinking about very large contracts, but we're talking about small units that have their own contracts. So we are talking about something that is very decentralized. That is actually what, if you start thinking about linking InShip to the needs, then that would make sense. If you would sort of have the parallel with your own buying, you know, I would not like to have a situation where I have to buy with all the people in the summer Hyatt where I live. I can only go to the rheumatism or something like that. I mean, that is a bit what people feel when they are in the system where they have to comply with a Ram Aftala with only one supplier. So basically, you'd say, yeah, you know, if people have responsibility for a budget, then they should also have responsibility for how they organize the procurement. No,
this is how it works. They prefer to make it.
But
yeah, okay.
But one thing is that we can see that in the system there are all kinds of forces that sort of pull things up, that lead to centralization and sort of uniformity. And I will leave it at that.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back to you tomorrow.